around the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base. Yossi Omer Yontif. Yossi holds that if by mistake you carried out the lulav on Shabbos, that coincides with Yontif. So you're makayim the mitzvah of lulav, but you're machal Shabbos. You don't bring a korban chatas because that's called tov b'dvar mitzvah. Omer Abaya. Loshonu elo shelo yotzebo. That's only if you haven't yet been yotzei the mitzvah of lulav when you carried it out. So since you were torud, you're involved with the mitzvah, it's not considered a full shogeg, it's considered less than shogeg, and you don't bring a korban. Aval yotzebo chayiv. But if you already were yotzei, and then you carried out, you're not torud in the mitzvah anymore, even though we said it's a mitzvah, a hither mitzvah to carry it around all the time, but that's not the kind of mitzvah that you're torud in, right, to be yotzei your chiyuv, and for that, what's it called, it doesn't minimize the shogeg in your chayiv achatas. So Mar says, and how is it shayach that you carried the lulav out before you were yotzei? As soon as you pick it up, you yotzei the mitzvah of lulav. And according to most Rishonim over here, this Tosa says it right here, that this Mandi Omer holds Mrs. Ein Tzrichas Kavana. Right? Can't be, according to the Mandi Omer, says Mrs. Tzrichas Kavana and you're mechavan not to be yotzei, because if you're mechavan not to be yotzei, you're not torah in the mitzvah. So it has to be talking where you did it without thinking. You picked it up, you yotzei the mitzvah right away, and then you're motzi at mershus l'rshus, you should be chayev achatas. He picked it up upside down. Sasemet says he could have said, L'cha'ora, you picked it up before Alos HaShachar. And then you carried it. But Pashtus, if you are over the Malacha in a time when you can't do the mitzvah, it's also not Torah Bidbar Mitzvah. It has to be in the time when you could be Makai in the mitzvah. So therefore, it's talking where you picked it up upside down. Rova Omer Afilu Tema Shalo Hafchu. Hochem Mayaskiniko Shotzio Bekli. You took it inside a kli, which, what's it called? You're not yotzei. Mar says, v'harava hu da omer l'kicha yidei dover achar shmo l'kicha. We learned before that Rava holds that if you wrap your hand in a handkerchief or the casing of the, what's it called, of the lulav, even if it's not min b'mino, is considered l'kicha tama, because you're taking it derech kovet, the lulav inside something else. Mar says, honey mile derech kovet, avot derech bizoyin lo. That's only if you do a derech kovet. Here you took it with a kli that's not a kovet for it, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And then you were motzi at mishus rishus, and then you were yotzei after that, so you're not chayev achatas. Rashi, lo shonu de potter elish lo yotzei de chovas netila kodim shevotzio. Only potter from achatas if you have not yet been yotzei the mitzvah of netila slula before you were machal Shabbos. Tahash the torah b'mitzvah. The Torah is bar mitzvah. You're involved in the mitzvah, and you made a mistake, and that's less than shogeg. Aval yotzei bo kodim shotzio, if you already were yotzei the mitzvah before you were mechal Shabbos, su lo Torah b'dvar mitzvah. You're not Torah b'dvar mitzvah. The mitzvah's over. Velo Torah, you're not mehashta b'mitzvah lasosa. You're not involved in the mitzvah anymore. Menela, what's it called? That doesn't pati you from achatas. Where it says, ha meda'ag behe nofik be omer abaye kishohofko, hochi kashile. Hefi domi lo yotzei bo. How's it shayeth that you should be motzi at mershus l'rshus before you were yotzei? Cholo hotzio elim kenig biel. You can't be motzi the lulav unless you picked it up. Umin da'ag bein ofet bein. Yedei chovas l'kicha. And so once you pick it up, yotzei the mitzvah. Uktani potter. Still it says that you're potter from achatas. So it seems that even if you are mechal Shabbos after you yotzei the mitzvah, you're also potter, not like Abaye said. Omer Abaye kishofko. So Abaye said, it's talking over here, we picked it up upside down. Shigbiu hofecho egin lamata vo egid lamala. Ferminu lakamon ein yotzin boen ele derech gedil osu. You're not yotzin unless you take them the way they grow. Derech kovet kigom besudr. Shekorach yodha besudr kiraminu leel. When is lakicha yidei dover acher considered lakicha? When you do a derech kovet, you wrap your hands in a nice handkerchief to take the lulav. Or you put the lulav in a nice casing. Derech bizoyin kigom bikara. But over here, you put it in a plate and carry it out the plate. That's not covered for the lulav. And therefore, it's not considered lakicha tam, not lakicha. Okay. Omer hoya Rabyosi. Rabyosi also said in the following case, also that you're part of machatas. Ola sa'ov shenimtseis ben agafai. you found an ola sa'of amongst, mixed in with other birds. Ukesover chata sa'ofi. And you thought it was a chata sa'of. Ola sa'of is not eaten. Chata sa'of you eat. The ochlan, you ate it. So you ate an ola, you were over on me'ila. By eating an ola, shalokadim. Potter, you potter from a chatas me'ila. Maiko mashmalon. The tobit var mitzvah potter. Hainu ha. What do I need this case for? What do I need Rav Huna to tell me Rav Yossi holds of this? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you're Mechal Shabbos, right, in the performance of a mitzvah, so you're, what's it called? You're potter. Same thing over here. You're over on Me'ila in the performance of a mitzvah, right, you're potter. Mar says, no, Mao the same, Mahasim the Tobit Var Mitzvah potter, Hainu the Ovid Mitzvah. Lamaisa, in the end, you did a mitzvah here. You're Nota Lulav. So when you're Toabit Var Mitzvah and you did a mitzvah, then that's when Rabbi Yossi holds you potter. Avalhacha the Tobit Var Mitzvah, lo Ovid Mitzvah. He ate an Ola. It's no mitzvah, he ate an Ola. He didn't do any mitzvah. Aim a lo, I might think not. Kamash Malon. That even where it's Tobit Bar Mitzvah, Velo Asa Mitzvah, you're also Potter. And it's a Machlokas really in Psachim, Amorayim, whether Rabbi Yossi holds Tobit Bar Mitzvah, Velo Asa Mitzvah is Potter or not. And this sugya goes like the Man D'Amru holds that you're Potter. That's one way Tosfos, what's it called, learns. Another way is that it, even according to the Man D'Amru says, Tobit Bar Mitzvah, Velo Asa Mitzvah, you're Potter. Here may be different. Because here it's not a mitzvah that you have to do. Yeah, there's no mitzvah on any specific kohen to eat a chatas ha'ov. It's a mitzvah that the chatas ha'ov should be eaten by some kohen. So it's not a mitzvah that you have to do. It's not like lulav where you personally have to do this mitzvah. So here, the chiddush is, even according to the Man D'Amru says, over there, tovid bar mitzvah velo osa mitzvah. Maybe over here it's different because the mitzvah you were involved in is not a mitzvah you have to do. Okay, Rashi. Omer ha'yer of Yossi ola sa'of shenimtza bein agafayim nira bein adahai bein agafayim ein avel loshen ofos. Agafayim is a kinoi for birds. Ola sa'of shenimtza bein ofos hamalukim lechatas hamifarches sin etzel hamizbeach. You took this bird; it was mixed in with other birds that were that you made malika on them for a chatas, and they're ready now to be eaten. Sometimes you make both the chata sa'of and ola sa'of on the same corner of the mizbeach so they can get mixed up. Kinesnan b'shritas kachim. The Gemara says in Svachim, chata sa'of hoysa nasis al keren marovis dromis. Normally, the chata sa'of was brought on the lower part of the mizbeach on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Ushlosh advarim hoysa osa keren mishameshes milamata. And the Givo Milamala. And there were three things that were done on that corner of the Mizbeach. Three above the middle of Mizbeach, and three below. Milamata, Chata Sa'ov, right? The ones that were done on the bottom of the Mizbeach, the lower half, were Chata Sa'ov. The blood of the Chata Sa'ov was sprinkled on the lower half of the Mizbeach on the southwest corner. Bahagoshos, you had to be Magish Amincha to the Mizbeach. You did it on the southwest corner. Bishiori Hadam. And all of the karbanos that had the shirayim, you poured the shirayim on the southwest corner, the bottom of the southwest corner of the mizbeach, the shalvulamala, and the things you did on the southwest corner above half of the mizbeach. Nisuch hamayim, you poured the water on sukkahs, what's it called, on the top of the mizbeach, on the southwest corner. V'hayayin, the same thing goes with nisuch hayayin every day. Ola sa'of, and ola sa'of, the blood was sprinkled on the top half of the mizbeach on the southwest corner of a right. V'hainu ola sa'of shirava b'mizrach, because normally you brought an ola sa'of on the southeast corner of the mizbeach, not the southwest corner. But when there was so much ola sa'of that there was too much for the southeast corner, then they went to the southwest corner. She'ikar makom ola sa'of v'keren dromis mizrachis. Shoyu kohanim rabim omdim umolkim ola sa'of b'mizrach boim lamara v'nasa shom b'kerem chata sa'of. So when there was too many kohanim standing by the southeast corner, they used to move to the southwest corner with the ola sa'of too. Ela sha'ola lamala michuta sikra ola sa'of, the blood is sprinkled on the top part of the mizbeach and the chata sa'of on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Ukesavra koin chatas ofi. So the koin made a mistake, and he thought this bird was also a chatas, and he's supposed to eat it. And really, it's an ola. The ochla, the nimsa shemol, the kotcha shemayim, b'shogeg. So he was moel b'shogeg, because he ate something you're not allowed to eat. Potter mikorva me'ila. He's potter from a korva me'ila. Koil de'im hachatas nimtse. Since he was involved in the mitzvah of eating a chatas, right, so he was torud. Therefore, it says the same halach of torbid bar mitzvah. V'achilos a mitzvah, the siva ochlo also asher kupor b'hem, havele torbid bar mitzvah potter. Tomorrow says, haynu hach, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? It's the same case. Lomalei l'Rav Huna l'meimar pshita, the masnisen shaminen le. Mal, the same masnisen, the potter, mishum the torbid bar mitzvah, the sof sof osa mitzvah. In the Mishnah, it's talking where he was torbid bar mitzvah, and in the end, he did the mitzvah. Shenokal halula b'otzazu. Avahacha lo asa mitzvah. But over here, he didn't do any mitzvah, because eating an ola is not a mitzvah. V'achilosim ola sofi. Kamashvaman rafuna, tishmiyale mi rabbe, delo shani l'rab yosi, ben tovid var mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, l'tovid var mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. Right? There's no difference between tovid var mitzvah v'ovid mitzvah or not ovid mitzvah. And again, like this goes like that, Amora in Psachim who holds like that. Okay. Meisve. Rav Yossi Omer, Ashochet es HaTomid, She'eno Mavukar, Kehilchoso, B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas. V'Tzorech Tomid Acher. A Kohen took an animal from the animals that were not checked for Mumim. In order to bring the Korban HaTomid, you had to check the animal for 4 days before it was brought for Mumim. And if you didn't, so the Tomid is possible. So if you checked in an animal that wasn't checked, so if you did it on Shabbos, so you, what's it called, a chayv achatas, because you checked in an animal on Shabbos, it's no longer a korban atomit, so it's not docha Shabbos, and you're machal Shabbos b'shogeg, and you're chayv achatas, and you have to bring another tomit. Omer le bar minei, so l'chora you're tomit bar mitzvah. You thought that this was a korban mavukar, and it wasn't. You were toed b'dvar mitzvah. And even according to Rani Omer, who says that of that mitzvah, maybe you brought the tomid after that. So it's even Akasha of the Rani Omer who says that toed b'dvar mitzvah, the dafka of that mitzvah, but here eventually you're going to do the mitzvah of the tomid. And even though it could be not, could be since it's in another maisa, it's dafka Akasha on the Rani Omer who says toed b'dvar mitzvah, the low of it mitzvah, your potter. Omer says, Omer le bar minei, bar mino dahi. No, exclude that case. That case is, even Rav Yossi would agree, you're chayev achatas. To itmer Allah, omer Rav Shmuel bar Chitoy, omer Rav Hamanuna Saba, omer Rav Yitzvah bar Ashiyan, omer Rav Huna, omer Rav, kigon shevi o milishka she'enam avukari. You brought it from a place that you knew that these animals were not mavukar. So you weren't torrid in the mitzvah because you were really negligent in bringing it from a place that you knew you couldn't bring a tamid from. So therefore, you're not toa b'dvar mitzvah. Rashi. Rabbi Yossi omer ha-shochet ha-satomet she'en ha-mavukar kilchoso min ha-mumim b'shabes chayiv chatzis yishum shchita b'shabes she'en ha-shol mitzvah. They know docha. It's not a tomet, because it's possible. Alma toa b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah chay. You see toa b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, because even if you'll be yossi the tomet later, it's not in this shchita. Shari Torah Zuba Mitzvah, Shari Rotsa Lishcho Tomit Shal Shabbos, Uksavishu Mavukar. Okay, Melishka Shena Mavukarim. The Ainza Toa Bidvar Mitzvah, since you took the animal from a place where animals were stored that were not checked, so you're not Torah Bidvar Mitzvah. Shabit Ploim Shabalishka Zu Ainu Torah. Shainam Om Dim Lakrov, Leos Techora Dalea Mosa Ikrivu. That you have to be worried when you're going to be mocked with them. These animals aren't roi lakrova because they were never checked for mumin. The avcharovas mana tomid lo shaychach. Therefore, there's no idea of what's it called, the being torah b'dvar mitzvah. Ah, it's the time to bring the korban atomid. So you're toah b'dvar mitzvah that you were running around to get a korban atomid. Shekarv lemezidu v'lo dok v'lishkos lahavchid me'ezu yavi. Because here you're karv lemezid. Should have checked to see you're bringing an animal from the proper place. So therefore, it's not korav la'ones, because you're torah b'dvar mitzvah. You did it in such a way that you had no heter at all to think that you could have brought this animal as a tamid. Okay, Mishnah. Mekabelas isha miad beno miad baila umachziras olamayim b'shabbos. Okay, a woman is allowed to receive the lulav from her son or her husband, comes home from shul, gives his wife the lulav, and she puts it back into the water it was in before, what's it called, before Yantin, or before Shabbos. And when you yotzei lulav on Shabbos, the first day falls on Shabbos, it's docha Shabbos, used to be, and therefore, even on Shabbos, and even on Yantin, you can put the lulav back in water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'Shabbos machzirin, on Shabbos, you can put it back into the water it was in on Erev Shabbos. The Yontif Mosifin. Yontif, you can even add water, but you can't change the water. Uva Moed Machlifin. Cholamoed, you can even change the water. Kotn Hayodeh L'Nanei Achayiv Lulav. And a kotn who knows to make the Nanuim, right, is Chayiv in the mitzvah of Lulav, mitzvah Chinuch. Rashi. Mikabelis Isha Miad Beno Baila Es Lulavehem. The woman, the wife, receives the lulav from her husband or her child. V'lo amrinan kimatalt lamidit lochazi. We don't say that she's moving around something that's not fit for her, because she's not chayiv in lulav. Okay, and even though pashta she's allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah miratzon, but this they say that this goes according to the man Yomer who says that she can't make a bracha, or she can't make a bracha. She can't really be not the lulav. There's a machlokus, whether a woman is allowed to do a mitzvah say shazman grom or not. One man the omer holds it's a rishos. She can do it. Then there's a machlokus rishonim whether she makes a bracha or not. But she can do the mitzvah. There is an amoro holds that it's baltosin. She's not allowed to do the mitzvah. And this goes according to that man the omer. According to the man the omer, it says a woman can't do the mitzvah, so it's not chosi for her. So for her, maybe it's muktzah. Kamash malon? No. Since it's roy for her husband and other people, it's not muktzah for her either. Machzirin l'mayim shelo yichmosh. Put it back into water so it doesn't dry up. B'Shabbos machzirin shari mikan netulam meyom. You took it out of that water on Friday, so now you can what? Or you on Shabbos, and now you can put it back in that water. From Rashi it's mashma that it had to be in water before Shabbos. Not that you can put it in water to begin with, even if the water was there before Shabbos. And other shonim achronim hold that it didn't have to be in that water before Shabbos. It just had to be if the water was prepared before Shabbos. You couldn't pour that water special now on Shabbos. But if there was water set aside from before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it into that water on Shabbos as long as you don't do anything, add any water or change the water. And the Mogen Avraham Taka Pasuk is like that with branches or with flowers. If you had water in a vase, even if those flowers were not in the water from before Shabbos, you're allowed to put them in water on Shabbos. And some say that doesn't apply to the lulav, because the flowers at least are roy for tashmish. You can use them for regular things. But the lulav's not roy for anything except it's mitzvah, and once the mitzvah's finished, so therefore you can't put it into water unless it was in water before. Avalomosif in mind. You can't add water, you can't change the water. Kol shekein shemachlifin hamayim lishpoch haseilu v'losis acherim tzonon mehani. Right, new fresh water. The Torah l'tkunei mona, because it's a tircha, an unnecessary tircha on Shabbos, and changing the water is an unnecessary tircha on Yom Tov. B'moed machlif, and b'chol osho moed mitzvah l'achlif. But on chol moed, you should change the water to keep it fresh. Okay. Where says pshita? Right, by the way, didn't see anybody mention this, there's a sheet of the Shagas Aryeh, that a woman, even if she is able to be yotzei lulav, since she's not chayiv in lulav, she's not allowed to carry the lulav on yontif into Rishus HaRabbit. And you can't carry a lulav for a woman, because that's called shelo letzorech hayom. Even though she could be yotzei the mitzvah, since she's not chayiv, it's not a tzorech hayom. So it could be that's a havamin over here too. Even according to the Man Yomer, it says a woman's allowed to mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, but it's not tzorech hayom, so it's called tiltul mukta for her. That was the havamin. Kamash v'lon not. Versus Pshita, Mao to say, Mahoel the Isha la Bas Chiyuva, he, Ema lo tekabel, Kamashmalan. Since she's not a Bas Chiyuva, either, like this man, the Omer, who says she can't be Yotzei Lulav, so for her it's Bechlal not Shaykh, or we're saying, even according to man, the Omer, she can be Yotzei, but since she doesn't have to be Yotzei, it could be for her, it's called not Sorech Hayom. So therefore, I might think it's Mukta for her, Kamashmalan, Rashi, Ema lo, the Lagaboy, Ika Isser Tiltul. I might think for her it's muktzah. Kavashmalon, even the royal and Atilas Anoshim, Torah's Kliyalov, Umutra Batiltulakol. Since it's Roy for someone else, it's not Mukta even for the other person. Okay, let's go on. Tanarabonon, Kotn Hayodeo the Nanea, Kotn knows how to make the Nanuim, even though the Nanuim are not Ma'akev, but a Kotn's only Chayiv in Chinuch when he can do the mitzvah properly, totally. But if he can't do the mitzvah totally, with all of its pratim, then he hasn't reached the age of chinuch for that mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan, Kotn Yodeh Nanea Chayiv Lulav. Kotn who knows how to make the nanuim properly, he's not going to poke people's eyes out with the lulav or wash the floor with it. He knows what to do with it. He's chayiv in chinuch. L'satev chayiv b'tzitzis. He knows how to wear his tzitzis properly, two in the front and two in the back, and not twist them all around and have both on the side or whatever. And he's chayiv in tzitzis. Some adults don't know how to wear tzitzis properly. But a kotn who knows how to keep two tzitzis in the front and two in the back is chayiv in tzitzis. Lishmor tfilin, aviv lokeach lo tfilin. He knows how to guard his tfilin properly and not bring them lidei, what's it called? He's not going to pass gas when he's wearing them, or not be shomer them properly, so then his father has to buy him a pair of tefillin, and he can wear them. Yodei ledaber aviv lomdo Torah ukriyashma. When he knows how to speak, his father teaches him Torah and kriyashma. And even though the Gemara says kotn is potter from kriyashma, because he's not always around, can't force kids to come to shul at a certain time because they're not up to it, they're ketanim. So over here, kriyashma means the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through kriyashma, not the mitzvah of kriyashma itself. So Gemara says Torah mahi, how much Torah do you have to teach him? Just because he knows how to, learn something. Rav Hamanuna, Torah tzivah lanu Moshe Morosh Akivas Yaakov. The basic, one pasuk. Kriyashma mahi, pasuk rishon, same thing with kriyashma, first pasuk. That's what you chayiv. As he can learn more, he has more patience, you teach him a little bit more. Okay, Rashi chayiv belulav lechanchom in Ivreim. It's a mitzvah to mechanech, not that the child is chayiv, you're chayiv to mechanech. And others learn, no, the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child himself. The rabbanim were mechayiv the child to be educated. Lishmor tefillin, shlo yichnos bohen lebeis hakisei. Shouldn't bring him into a beis hakisei or treat them otherwise disrespectfully. Hayodea lishmor gufo, ochlin al gufo taharos. The kotn knows how to guard his body from becoming tamei, then you can eat taharos even if his body came in contact with the things that could have become tamei. You assume he's tar. He says he's tar. Lishmoras yadav, if the kotn is even capable of watching and making sure that he doesn't touch things that are tamei, or even mesiach daito from his hands. Hands are worse, because stam yodayim need natilas yodayim. And if you touch something with stam yodayim, it also becomes tamei midrabanan. So here the kotn has to know more how to watch what he's doing. Ochlan al yodav taharos. Hayodea lishol b'shus hayochid sveik otamei. The kotn knows. You can ask him a shaila, and know if he could tell you he's tamei, he's tahar, he's not sure, right? Then he's called a kotn hayodea lishol. And then the halach lamosh misinai, that b'shus hayochid, any tumis that he's involved in, if it's a safek, is tamei. We learned that from Sota. And b'shus harabim sveik otahar. And b'shus harabim, many sveikas are tahar. Hayodea lifros kapov, chokin lo truma v'sakronis. If the kotn knows how to duchen, then we give him truma in beis hagronis. Rashi explained what we do to a kotn who doesn't know how. Rashi, hayodea lishmar gufo, mitumas mago masav oel. He knows how to guard himself from becoming tamei. Ochlin al gufo taharos. In noga gufo b'taharos, en choshin lahem. If he touched with his body taharos, and he says that he's tahar, we believe him. Avalo al yoda, but not with his hands. Im noga b'yoda b'taharos choshelim. If he touched them with his hands, we're still choshish. If he doesn't know how to guard his hands also. Sheyesh yodea lishmar gufo, de'en yodea lishmar yoda, mitoris stam yodayim. Shegozru aleim lioshniyos. Okay, but the kotn can be of an age where he knows how to protect his body from actually becoming tamei, but he doesn't know how to watch his hands that they shouldn't become stam yodai. that he can concentrate on keeping his hands tahor. El in ken yodeh l'shomer, but if he goes on a higher level, he knows how to watch his hands too. He's not mesiach das from them. Then you can have a yodeh l'shomer siyadav, mishenot l'nein yon nogeh b'shum dover sothik, o b'sothik hat metame shadayim. Once he washes his hands, he doesn't touch something that would be metame his hands, or anything that would, in doubt, be metame his hands. Im lo nizer u ba ligo v'taros no d'liyodav. And he knows that if he wasn't careful, he washes his hands again. That's extra, you need a cotton who's extra smart, more than the madrig of just not coming in contact with Tumba, then you can trust him for his hands too. Ochlem al yodav taharos, shenagu yodav en. If he touched taharos, and he says he's tahar, we believe him. Vayodeh lisho, shimshol in oso, nagata bitumba, zu, yodeh lahoshiv hein o lo, o en yodeh. If he's old enough to know, if you ask him, did you touch this tomb or not? He's old enough to know to tell you yes, no, or I don't know. B'shus harav v'sveiko tahor. Then since it's a dover hayodeh lishol, then the halacha l'moshmi Sinai, that tumas sofik tumah b'shus hayachid is tameh, and sofik tumah b'shus harav applies to him. Because there, by sota, it's talking about dover ha-roi lishol. Im shalu v'omer eni yodeh, right? If you ask him and he says, I don't know, so it's a suffix tumba, then b'shus hayachid tzveiko tameh, hachi gemir lo hilchus ha-misota, k'damri m'seches sota, mikana tadon l'sheretz. Same thing by sheretz. The suffix tumba b'shus hayachid is tameh. Hayodeh lifros kapov shu kohen, cholkin lo truma v'sagronos. U'mikmi hachi, before he knows how to be no se kapov, then you don't give him truma v'sagronos. Ain cholkin lo begore. You don't give him in the threshing place. Avo meshagrin lo levesa. You send it to his house privately. Im yodeh l'shomra v'tara. He's already of an age where he knows how to deal with the truma properly. But if he's not of an age where he knows how to duchen, it's not a covet to give him openly. To hachi tanya v'gmora, to nosin ala nusa b'yavamos, asora ain cholkin and truma v'sagranas. There are 10 different people, Kohanim, that you don't give truma publicly. Cheir is shota v'kotin. The kula m'shaglin v'otem, but they're Kohanim, so they could eat truma. So you send it to their home privately. The beis hagranus ain't chokin lem, she bizoyin trumahu. To bizoyin to the truma, to give it publicly to these people. She'ein koro av yodim bo shu boki l'shomra. Because not everybody knows that he's a kotin who's capable of protecting the truma properly. Avol aveisun m'shaglin lem, abekir makir v'em. People who know that they are capable could send the truma privately to them. Mishiodea lifros kapov, when he knows, right, to be no sikapayim, uporeis betzibor, and Rashi says, and he duchens, mashma that a cotton can duchen. Yodim shevi shteisaros, but then we know, says Rashi, that he's really a godel. Shein cotton poreis kapov, kiramrina megillah hilkachokinlo. So Rashi learns that there's no way that a cotton can duchen. He's talking where he's a godel. And if he's Poreis Kapov, you know he's a godel, so you can send him Truma, you can give him Truma in the Beis HaGranos. Because the Gemara says clearly in Megillah that a cotton is not Nosei Kapov. Other Rishonim learn, Tosfos, that which it says that a cotton can't be Nosei Kapov is he's alone. He's only it. But together with Gedolim, a cotton could be Poreis Yodav. Even alone, he could do it if it's not Kavua. Not on a regular basis. And Shiloh, what the minig is. Rashi learns that it says cotton can't be porous, is across the board. Can't be porous. And Tosus learns that a cotton could, as long as he doesn't do it alone. And some learn that when it says Hayodeya Lipros Kapov, doesn't mean he's duchens. Cotton doesn't duchen. But if he knows how, then it's not a bizoyan to let him have Truma Begorin, even though he doesn't actually do it. So it's a different sheet. And what the minig is, whether a cotton, mi'ikar ad-din, a cotton could be poreis yodav, like the shitas that hold, that together with gedolim he could do it. But the minig pashas is not like that. That in many places, that they don't let ketanim duchen until they're gedolim, even together with other kohanim.